Hello.
Hi, this is Tammy calling with the Lux Home Care.
Yes.
Hi, so you spoke to someone at our agency today in regards to home care services for just give me a moment. What's the
Ma'am,
agent's name?
I did not apply for home services. I was trying to get some help to get Caden's medical insurance reinstated. Now, Jasmine misunderstood why I was calling. I don't know why she insisted for home health services or home care services. He had insurance and now they're saying that he doesn't. And he applied and then they said that he was getting it, but now everybody is saying that they don't have the forms. This is what our problem is, and we can't get to a person. I keep getting phone numbers. And Jasmine just gave me a number to call to check on this. And I called them, and all I'm getting is recordings.
So you're saying you tried to reactivate your Medicaid
He tried to,
patients?
he's been trying to do this for 3 months. I sent all the paperwork back and even sent it certified mail. We applied for food stamps. He was getting food stamps. And then now they took, he doesn't have them. He's been trying to get reinstated on that since October.
Oh,
And
wow.
we still can't get any phone calls or any information on the status of that either. He's
Oh,
been
wow.
having seizures. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear
Anyway, every time I call someone, I just keep getting recordings and more phone numbers to call, and I can't get to a person.
you. Oh, wow. I'm not. I guess that's the only way to reach them, 'cause I don't think there's any live person to speak to unless. Which number did she give you?
This time I got a phone number. It was let's see, 855-373-4636.
Yeah, that's the number that we have here as well. And you said you did also you submitted. You submitted paperwork and they did not get back to you?
Well, they did get back to him like 6 weeks ago, and they did a phone interview. And then during the process of this phone interview, they told him he had to listen to some recording and agree to the terms. And then when he and then the guy said that he would get back on the phone. The man never did get back on the phone, and then he was disconnected. And then and then he tried to call back, and he said that they told him well, everything is in, he should hear something from them within a couple of weeks, and now it's been a month. He can't go to the doctor. He has to take medicine for his seizures. He's got to take medicine for his Crohn's, and he can't go to the doctor. He can't get his medicine. And this has been going on and on and on. And he lives with his grandma. I'm his aunt, and I've been taking care of all the paper stuff that I can ever since he was 18. This all started happening within a week after he graduated from high school. He started having seizures. He's worn helmets. He's been wearing doing everything, and he's so thin and he's so tall, and you can just see how skinny he is, and it's just because he can't even hardly eat. And now with the see and the medicine, and then now we've been dealing with this. They took the EBT thing away, and he can't get a job because he's wearing a helmet, and he can't drive because once you have a seizure, you're not legally able to drive for 6 months. So it's just been a mess. And I mean, I keep trying and trying and trying to find some way to help him. I went on that Missouri, mydssmissouri.gov, and now Jasmine is even telling me that she don't see anywhere where there's even any applications in there, or that he ever had Medicare or Medicaid. But he had, but he just hasn't. They took it away for some reason. I don't know. They said Trump passed some law or something, but he's entitled. He needs this. But he can't get any information to anybody to give it to him to show that he's eligible or should be. I just really need help. But he don't need help at home to take a bath or anything like that. He did have a seizure in the bathroom where we had to knock the door down to get in there to get to him back to the hospital. But It's just the stress of this, and now the medicine is causing such depression. He had to go to the ER the other day because of depression. They was going to commit him.
Wow. Wow, that must be extremely hard for you and, you know, him as well. I'm just trying to understand because I just got your, you know, the patient's name and, you know, as a referral, and about you being his caregiver as well, correct?
Well, I'm his aunt, and I'm trying to help him get reinstated with his insurance and get his EBT benefits back so he can do what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. Heck, I even applied for SSI for him twice. I don't have a clue why he was denied.
Denied, uh-huh. Wow. So you just spoke to Jasmine, and she gave the number again, you're saying?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh. When you spoke to Jasmine, was she able to help you out? Did she give you just the number again, the Medicaid number?
She gave me the Medicaid number, and she told me I could go on this MyDSSMO.gov, and I did do all of that. But I can't. Mm-hmm. I keep getting phone numbers to call, and I keep getting recordings, and you know, and then they keep saying. Then the other one said, "Well, we'll send you a SNAP application. We'll send you a medical application," and they send them. We fill them out. We sent them back. And like I said, when I sent them back, I took them to the post office and sent them certified mail to make sure that they got to where they needed to be. And now they're still saying that they don't have the applications and are the forms. And I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have any insurance. And he's got to get reinstated. The social worker at the hospital said, well, you'll just have to get reinstated. Well, how do we do that? We keep trying.
Wow. And she wasn't able to help you out, the social worker?
All she did was gave me the number to call, and that's where I thought I was calling when I got somehow connected to Jasmine.
Wow. When you tried calling the insurance?
The coordinator at the hospital, at Mercy Hospital, the one out on Ballot in Missouri, I don't know if you're in Missouri, but the one out there, she's the one who gave me that number. And I called, and all I'm getting is a recording, and it says, if you know your party's extension, I don't know what extension I'm supposed to. There's no extension options. Dude, what I know, I mean, if it gave me an option, you know, extension for this, for these questions, extension for that, for those, you know, I could answer that. But it's just simply saying, key in your extension. And I don't know what that could possibly even be.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's tough.
I mean, how do I get to somebody who can help us?
Right. I really don't know what to say because
I know. Jasmine said that she looked up his VCN number and looked up his stuff, and she's saying that she doesn't see anything in her system that he has ever even had any adult insurance or any benefits at all. But he did. Well, how would he have gotten that VCN number if he would have never had it? He's had it for like 3 or 4 years. And they just recently in November, they said that something was going to happen, but he didn't understand the letter, and I didn't see the letter. And then all of a sudden, when he went to the doctor said, you no longer have benefits. Mm-hmm. And we don't know why.
Wow. I'm just not sure what to say because, you know, we're obviously just care agency. And we're not really sure how to work, you know, things out with insurances and all that. All we can do is try to be helpful at least, you know, and give the number. But you're saying that's not working out.
Yeah. They're just giving me more options to request applications. And we've done this already. And I've filled them out. I've taken them back. And I know I sent them to the right address. And I know they must have gotten there since I sent them certified mail.
Mhm. Well. When did you call them last? The recorded line.
Just before I was on the phone with them when you called me back, and all I was getting was the same thing, the recorded mm-hmm. things, if they, you know, press an extension, or if you want an application for SNAP, or if you want an application for adult medicine or adult mm-hmm. insurance or whatever. And I press those buttons, so let them go ahead and send me another application, but I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with them when I get them.
Wow. I hear, let's hope it, you know, works out this time. If they do, you know, if they actually do send you an application. Because
well, they did it before. They sent the applications and I filled them out and I sent them, like I said, to the post office. And this would be the third time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's.
And the thing is, they called him for a phone interview. And then mm-hmm. in the process of the phone interview, the man said, okay, you got to listen to this recording, and all you do is agree to it at the end, and then I'll get back on the phone with you, and then we'll finish up the interview. Well, he mm-hmm. did he got disconnected while the recorded thing was
uh-huh.
telling him, and he never even did get an option to say, yes, I agree. And uh-huh. then he was disconnected, and then when he called back and was finally able to get that man or somebody there, wasn't the same person, they said, oh, you know, we got everything we need. You'll hear from us in a few weeks. Well, it's been a month.
Uh-huh. And that was the insurance or just the state?
Yeah.
Medicaid direct.
Medicaid. Social
the
services
Medicaid.
Or whatever.
Social, yeah, senior social service, yeah. I hear. And that's where you're saying that. That's where you left off.
Yes. So, I mean, Jasmine kept insisting that I was applying for home health care services. He needs his insurance back,
right.
is what we was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. I hear.
He needs his medicine. I mean, I'm afraid for him. He is just so depressed over this. He don't know what to do. I mean, what 18-year-old kid knows what to do? Now he's 24, still dealing with the same thing.
Wow. I hear this must be, you know, extremely difficult that you guys are just, you know, dealing with this. And, you know, he really needs the help, you're saying.
So you don't really have any other numbers or any place? I mean, they don't have an office we could just go into?
Yeah. I don't think so. I'm just, like, looking online to see if there's any other
I've seen something on that when I did that DSS thing. It mm-hmm. said something about they had an office at 111 North or 111 7th Street, but I don't know what that is. So I thought, well, there was a number on there, and I called it, mm-hmm. and it just kept saying that, well, you know, they kept asking me to give them an extension, of what extension I wanted. The same kind of thing. I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, maybe we'll just go to this office on 7th Street. But mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's truly an office.
Right. Let me check if I see any other way we can do this. A call helpline. Let me see. Just give me a moment. Just bear with me. I'm just looking through to see if there's any other number that you can maybe try. See another number here. A general Medicaid helpline. Let me see. I know it's actually the same number. They keep showing me the same number, the 373 number. six. Okay, you can. Let me see. Wow, it seems like there's no other number that I'm just looking up, but there's no. This is just the only number they're giving me.
I called numbers where they put me on hold for 3 hours, and I did not hang up.
Oh, wow.
And then I'd get on the phone, and then all they said was, I'll mail you an application because we don't have one. How could you not have one? I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's, wow. That seems to be extremely unprofessional and not the way to work things. You know, they should be able to help people out. Let me see. I see you're another number. You might maybe want to try. Have you tried the 855-373-9994 number? It's giving me another.
What was
number.
It again?
855-373-9994.
I don't recall that number, but
what number?
What is that for?
It's also apply for health care by phone. So that's just a phone number that you might want to try. Information. Yeah, that's me. It's that the first number that you were referring to, and then this is the second number that they're giving me. Which I hope that works out for you.
Okay, I'll try to call that now before it gets any later. I mean, every day it just seems like it gets to this time of the day and I'm still right where I started in the morning. I spend days and hours and hours and hours on this.
Wow.
I mean, he lives with his grandma. I'm his aunt, but, you know, he's my nephew, and there's nothing I wouldn't do if I could, and I've really been trying, and now his grandma's got stage 4 cancer, and she just had open-heart surgery yesterday, and then she's got to go back to her chemo stuff starting next week and radiation, and I don't know. She's so stressed out because he's stressed out, and then I know he's depressed already, and then this medicine that he's taken, it's just making him, I'm scared to death, it's making him suicidal, and I'm afraid for that.
Wow. I hear. Yeah, okay, I hope you can call that number, and that works out.
All right, well, thank you for calling, thank you for listening, thank you for your time.
Sure, no problem. Okay? Have a
wonderful
day. Okay. Bye-bye.